W280P Eau Claire and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Biden holds a press conference to address the final report on the classified documents he had in his possession after his terms as vice president ended.
President Biden says some of the report mischaracterized what happened.
I've seen the headlines since the report was released about my willful retention of documents. These assertions are not only misleading, they're just plain wrong.
He quoted the report as saying there was actually a shortage of evidence that he willfully kept classified documents. And as far as references to a failing memory,
there's even reference that I don't remember when my son died. How in the hell dare he raise that? Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, it wasn't any of their damn business.
Peter King, CBS News.
During tonight's speech, President Biden also used some of his strongest language yet in reference to Israel and its war on Hamas.
The conduct of the response in the Gaza Strip has been over the top.
Central Command says the U.S. military has launched new strikes against Houthi missile positions in Yemen that were prepared to be launched against ships in the Red Sea. The Supreme Court considers arguments made over Colorado's decision to remove Donald Trump's name from the primary ballot in connection with the 2021 insurrection at the Capitol. CBS's Jan Crawford anticipates a rather quick decision.
In a case that could determine the presidency, the justices seem to find rare common ground, appearing poised to rule, perhaps unanimously, that states can't use an obscure constitutional provision to kick Donald Trump off the ballot. That would be up to Congress. Liberal Justice Elena Kagan got right to the point.
I think that the question that you have to confront is why a single state should decide who gets to be president of the United States.
Conservative Amy Coney Barrett agreed.
It just doesn't seem like a state call.
The military confirms five Marines have been killed in the crash of a helicopter during a storm in California. Their bodies were found at the crash site in mountains near San Diego. Marine Colonel James Ford.
We have shifted our focus to the professional recovery of the remains of our fallen. Due to the hazardous terrain and weather, we are currently conducting a ground recovery.
Three bodies have been recovered from a suburban Philadelphia home where a shooting and fire took place yesterday. Three others are still missing. CBS News Philadelphia reporter Carrie Corrado.
Crime scene investigators will resume their search in the morning. Officials believe it may require dental records to identify all of the victims.
A gun was recovered from the charred remains of the home. Two police officers are recovering from gunshot wounds. They were shot while responding to the scene. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Todd Almaz Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An attorney with energy company Enbridge tried to vacate an order that would shut down part of the Line 5 pipeline that goes through the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewas Reservation. Enbridge's attorney argued before a federal appellate court Thursday. They say that a treaty between the United States and Canada bars any authority from impeding the flow of oil between the countries. A federal judge last year ordered the pipeline to be moved off the reservation within 3 years. The daughter of an inmate who killed himself at the Waupun State Prison is suing state officials. Megan Hoffman says they didn't give him adequate mental health care and medication. Dean Hoffman was found dead in his cell in 2023 on his ninth day in solitary confinement. He's one of at least three inmates who died at Waupun that year. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks made some trades. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks making moves at the NBA trade deadline. They've picked up guard Patrick Beverley from the 76ers in exchange for their second-round pick in the 2027 draft. The move seen as a way to improve on defense. Beverley is 35 years old, played for Doc Rivers when he was the head coach in Philadelphia. To make room, the Bucks traded Robin Lopez, the twin brother of Brooke, to the Sacramento Kings for cash considerations. The Kings then expected to release him, making him a free agent. The Bucks hosting the Timberwolves tonight. College hoops, the Badgers losing in Michigan last night, 72-68. How did the 11th-ranked team in the nation lose to a team with an 8-15 record? Head coach Greg Gard.
Yeah, I mean, if I had the answer for that, Mike, yeah, I'd be, could bottle it and sell it. Why it happens sometimes, I mean, why do we go Sunday and have 5 turnovers and today we're throwing it everywhere? We'll break down the film and I'll get a better look of how and why. And then it's just an accountability factor.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, couple of showers around and breezy with lows in the low 30s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, cooler, highs in the mid 30s. Sunshine back for the weekend, upper 30s. The trend for dry weather continues through most of next week as temps warm up into the 40s. It's 39 right now.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who wears a bathing suit in the shower, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on a Thursday night. We are having some fun here tonight. Little live music in the studio, thanks to Ask Your Mother and Eric Stretch Rathsek and Adam Freakin' Kraus.
Yeah.
They're here with me, and they're helping me read text. Papa Rico says, I yield to Conrad's mom for top texter. I learned from my papa, just let her win. He's a very courteous texter. I will say that about Papa Rico. And then he says, and then we'll be able to go fishing sooner. I don't understand that part. Oh, he's saying if you
let mom win,
then we can go fishing. Wow.
It's not a Fredo Corleone situation.
I hope not. Okay. I really don't know Papa Rico. I only know him of his text, and he could go pro, but I hope he's not in for a Fredo. Fredo moment.
Papa Rico. I mean,
that's a great
terrible
name.
Yeah, it's a great name.
That's the kind of name that sounds like you could get whacked.
Yeah, it's true.
So, I mean, no disrespect, Papa Rico. If you are that type of human being, please. Conrad told me to say it. Okay. Oh, yes. Okay. All right. So, Eric and Adam are back. That's just so great. That was a great song by the Foo Fighters.
Oh,
you
yeah.
guys just
we love
crushed
that one.
It. And so at the Grammys, and this is what we were talking about before, you guys said you play all genres.
Yes.
I loved the song Fast Car growing up. Mm-hmm. I don't know a lot of new country music. I know some old, but I love when there is genre crossing and like Luke Combs and Tracy Chapman singing it together. Mm-hmm. I'm a Luke Combs fan now. Like the benefits of that are amazing.
So. Yeah, it's cool. And I've always kind of been like a Luke Combs fan to begin with. And then, I actually honestly think Fast Car is one of his worst songs, but I mean, it's a good song, but that just tells you like how good his other stuff is,
Yeah.
His original stuff. And I understand why he did the cover because it was like his dad's favorite song. It was kind of a tribute for his dad.
Oh, is that
so,
right?
Yeah, that's why he did it. So
he told me, listen to me.
Is he here?
No.
Oh, good. Cause Stretch was running down.
We
it's going to come out from back. And
we actually were friends. We had a falling out. I don't like to get into it. But he said in an article I read that Fast Car was his favorite song before he knew what a favorite song was.
Oh, that's
probably
cool.
His dad.
Yeah.
And he probably doesn't care. He's like, I'm covering Fast Car because it has sentimental value. Mm-hmm. And how cool to be at a point in your career where you can tick off a stretch and he's still.
I didn't say the song. I didn't say I hated the song. I just think it's his not one of his best. He's got much better ones out there.
Yeah. I think he said he hated it.
Yeah. I'm going to try to break you guys up tonight.
Yeah, no. If we haven't broken ourselves up, it's not just going to happen. No.
Is it too late for me to become a rocker?
You? No.
Never.
Absolutely not.
Never.
No.
You guys are just saying that.
No.
What's your favorite venue in Green Bay to play? You guys play all around. And you play all over the state, really, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite venue in the state? And then what's your favorite in Green Bay?
I'd say most recently in Green Bay would be Stadium View. We've had some good shows there.
Yeah.
Those have been fun. For Packer parties, we really like doing Kroll's. That's a staple.
Oh, yeah.
Those are any Packer party in Green Bay is always a rocker.
Outdoor, having a good time with people right. before and after the game.
Looking ahead, I haven't played the Epic, so I can't comment on it. I've been to the Epic for 3 different concerts, and it is an awesome venue, and I am just even more excited to play it. So
what is
that'll
that
probably take that'll probably take over my new favorite spot in Green Bay. But we'll see.
Preemptive
we'll
answer.
See. I have no idea what was it hold. It's got to be over 1,000.
At least, yeah.
Oh, so it's kind of intimate. I was thinking it was like this bigger.
No, it's okay. Called the Epic Event, but it's actually like there's not a bad spot to stand and watch a show.
It's a great place to see mm-hmm. to see a concert.
Yeah. And that's March 29th, right?
Yeah.
People still
get
tickets?
With our friends in the glam band. And then there's, I forget the band that's opening for us. It's a younger band, newer band.
Some new kids coming up.
Some young bucks.
Whippersnappers.
They'll probably make us look bad and then be like, kids were awesome at open, but that band after them. Ooh. Good thing we got glam band sandwiched in
very
with them.
Much.
Right.
So what about in the state? Are there other venues you like outside of Green Bay? I know you've been on TV in Milwaukee and you've traveled around.
You know, you can't go wrong with Summerfest.
No,
you know,
those stages are amazing there.
And you get to play in front of different people there. I mean, we love our fans, and a lot of them travel to see us down there. But you play Summerfest, man, it's a different vibe. Even Wisconsin State Fair.
Yeah, that's
you know,
a fun one.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great time and great people just having a good time, wanting to hear good music.
Are crowds different around the state? Are there different crowds in Green Bay than you'd see in Milwaukee, or are they?
You know, it's interesting. I think there probably is. For what we do, we kind of strike a nice mix, you know, like we talked about the music, but good is good. You know, if you're having a good time and people are having a good time, you know, it doesn't matter where you come from, what city you live in, why you're there that day, what's going on in your life. You can have a good time with Ask Your Mother. And we see that wherever we are.
That's so cool. I saw on your website, I love it was almost like a mission statement.
Yeah.
Like you guys want to bring your A game to every show because the people are there to see it. And how important is the peripheral, like, or the aesthetics? Like you talk about great sound and lighting
for sure
to complement your music. Talk about what goes into putting a complete show together.
Well,
like
we've taken it to a level with the banners where like we used to have like 3 banners that we'd hang up, and that was actually kind of a lot for some bands. Some bands would barely hang up one, you know? So I was always, like, since I don't have any instruments to set up, I was always the banner guy. So I would.
And you're tall.
Yeah,
that probably
it helps.
He's
helps
probably the tallest in the
probably.
Band. We haven't measured.
Yeah, probably the tallest. We've never officially done a weigh-in or height.
You should measure everybody
should
measure. During
we
a show.
Should.
That
we
would
should.
Bring it
we
to
should,
a halt.
We should actually have Ask Your Mother trading cards with our heights and stats on them. But no, so like we started out with like 3 banners, and we're so lucky that we have Kevin in the band because he does all the graphic artists, and he just does all the graphic arts for it, and he's like super good at it. And so he made the first original logos and everything else. And then he was like, we need to do something different. So like after COVID, we're like, we should come up with some new banners. Like that'll change the whole look and everything. And then we had the idea to offset the banners. So we actually will put up like 9 banners across the back.
Nice. It's really, it's an experience. You know? It's not, you can go see, there's there's a lot of talented musicians, obviously in this area or the state, but man, you want to go to a show, you want to have an experience, you want to have something you can remember, and we want to bring that to you. And that's the banners, it's the sound. We work with some amazing sound engineers and sound companies. And we have, you know, like you had mentioned, we bring it, you know, no show is really, you know, there's 10 people there, and that doesn't happen to us as much anymore. It's happened before, of course, happens to every band.
Sure.
But you want those 10 people to have a good time. Like, it's about giving it every time you're out there. We've got the banners, we got the sound. For my money, we got the best looking merch girl in the state, and that's Erin freaking Krause, my wife. And occasionally Lily is there too. So we got the best looking merch people around, I think.
I agree with that.
That's awesome. That's a great note. You guys got another song in you for us? All right.
What are we doing now?
We should, you know, let's talk about our lives. Let's talk about that semi-charm life that you seem to lead. Do you want to do that one?
Yeah. Sure, why not?
Let's do that one.
All right, Eric and Adam from Ask Your Mother.
I'm holding, I'm smiling, she's leaving, she's going, she leaves to me, says she leaves to me, ovation, her own motivation. She comes round and she goes down on me. And I make a smile like a drug for you. Deliver what you wanna do, coming over you. Keep on smiling what we go through. Won't stop to the rhythm I devise you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. I chop on the line like a quota with a curse. I come on like a freak show, take the stage. Giving the games to play, she said, I want something else to get me through this. See me charm kind of life, baby, baby. I want something else. Not listening when you say goodbye. The sky was gold, it was rose. I was taking sips of it to my nose. Wish I could get back there, someplace back there, smiling the pictures you would take. I knew I'm good, but then lift you up until your breaker won't stop. Won't come down and keep stock with the tick-tock rhythm. I bumped for the drop and then I bumped up. I took the hit that I was given and I bumped again and I bumped again. I said, how do I get back there to the place where I fell asleep inside you? How do I get myself back to the place where you said, come on, I want something else to get me through this. Simon Chomp kind of love, baby, baby, I want something else. Not listen when you say a goodbye. I believe in the sand beneath my toes. Beach gives a feeling, an earthy feeling. I believe in the faith that grows. And the four right chords can make me cry. When I'm with you, I feel like I could die. And that would be alright, alright. And when the plane came in, she said she was crashing. The velvet rips in the city, we tripped on the earth to feel alive. Now I'm struggling to survive those days you were wearing that velvet dress. You're the priestess, I must confess. Those little red pennies, they pass the test. Some have run the belly face down on the mattress one. And you hold me, we are broken. Still tell that I want to feel just to live and not feel myself. And made out the ground, I'm scared I'm not coming down. No, no, and I won't run for my life. She got a justice back now in a smile, but nothing is alright. Alright, and I want something else to get me through this life. Baby, I want something else. I'm not listening when you say goodbye. A goodbye. I was taking sips of it to my nose. Wish I could get back to someplace back there. And a place we used to stop. Wah, 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 wah. I want something else.
We'll be right back with a couple more minutes with Eric and Adam. That was awesome, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
More coming up on Nightlight.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's Black History Month, and civic media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
We're back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, broadcasting live statewide from downtown Green Bay at our City Deck Landing Studios at WGBW. Ask Your Mother is in studio.
Hello.
Eric Stretch Resek and Adam Freakin' Krause. The whole Freakin' Krause family apparently is involved in the band, selling merch, and they're all good-looking people.
You know it, man.
Oh, absolutely.
We wouldn't have it any other way.
So where can people find out more about your shows coming up at the Epic and what you have, the country versus rock? Where can they find that out?
So first and foremost, we're all over social media. So you can find us on Facebook, like us there. We got stuff on there. Instagram as well. We're also on X, formerly known as Twitter. You can find us there, AYM Band, AskYourMotherBand.com. We have our website as well. Everything's on there. So
look us up on CCAP.
No, don't.
No, don't do that.
We gotta stop telling people to do that.
Because they're bad. I won't even ask.
There's a lot there. A lot to work with.
I don't want to get pulled into court. So I'm gonna stay out of this one.
Yeah. Facebook's a great place. Go follow us there, and we've got our whole schedule up there. Like we were talking about.
Events, we post them all the time.
Yep.
How far do you guys travel? Will you go all over the state?
Oh, yeah.
If the money's right, I assume, or?
Money or opportunity, right? You know,
exactly.
It can be.
We've gone as far as the UP.
Yeah.
Whole other state.
The whole other state of the UP.
We actually almost had a show in Iowa one time, but we had something else going on. We were going to go out there with some friends of ours.
You know, we refused to play their fight
song. Because of their Iowa, their state song.
Yeah.
Conrad, give us a couple seconds of the swear part.
The swear one.
Yeah. How horrible. You probably didn't hear this.
We did.
Well, you did.
We were losing it.
Is this the worst state song ever? And they swear. All right, that's good.
Iowa, why did you steal O Tannenbaum?
Why did you steal a Christmas song?
Yeah.
Couldn't they just, like, they could have come to you guys. You could have wrote a nice song.
We would have came up with one.
Iowa, Iowa, you got the corn.
That's all you
is
need.
Is that all? That's all.
That's more lyrics than are in the actual song right now. So, all right. So what I do on this show, you guys, mm-hmm. just got you for a couple more minutes. So,
sure.
Well, we talk about movies and TV. My background is in movies and TV. And
I love movies and TV.
So, yes. What are you guys watching? Let's start with Adam. What do you watch? What do you binge watch and what do you cringe watch?
Oh, they are. Okay. There's a few here. So right now, really into the new season of True Detective. I do love that show. It's been crazy this year. I've been enjoying that quite a bit.
Let's do a deep dive into that.
Okay.
I love the first season.
Yes.
But one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Incredible.
Second one, I could not even.
Couldn't do the Vince awful. Vaughn. Yeah.
No. And I love Vince Vaughn. I couldn't do it.
Vince Vaughn, Colin Farrell, and they somehow screwed it up.
I know.
How?
The third season, Mahershala Ali, Stephen Dorff, loved it.
Mm-hmm.
This season, I can't make up my mind. Do you love it?
I love it. I
think I like it, but I don't know.
I love that it feels like a little bit more like The X-Files, which I love.
Oh, it does,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm liking that. And then from binge watching, honestly, my wife and daughter had me watch 1,000-Pound Sisters. I don't know if you've seen that yet.
Is that the show just like it sounds?
It's exactly what it sounds like. And you know what? They're the two main sisters, the real sweethearts, and you really want to root for them. So it is a good-hearted show, but there are parts of it that I struggle with.
I would imagine. Yeah. That would be hard to watch somebody
but you can't. Once
so
you start,
hard.
you can't stop watching it. It's a good show and a good good story, I think, too.
Okay, so. Good picks.
Yeah.
What about you, Eric?
For me, I mean, I love a ton of movies. I watch a ton of movies. I'm really excited about seeing The Iron Claw once that comes out.
Yeah,
about the Von Erichs. Because Adam and I have a weird wrestling thing that we love wrestling, so... I'm constantly sending him clips.
Like classic wrestling.
Like I was excited like when Donald Trump became president, not because I wanted him to be president. I was excited that he became president because now our president had a Stone Cold Stunner happen to him. Like Stone Cold Steve Austin gave gave him his finishing move. Like, I always wanted our president to have that happen to him.
I'm glad that's how you. I'm glad that's how you choose how to vote for the
leader.
That's not how I voted for Stone Cold.
I would be careful because somebody could pull like a Tanya Harding on you when you're going into the voting.
Get involved with politics, and they stay out of our entertainment. Yeah. But I just thought it was funny that
I thought it was
happened. I want to see that movie really bad. I guess it's coming out pretty soon to streaming. But as far as the TV shows go, I just finished all of Suits. I like that show.
That out. I hear it's great.
It was a good show. I felt like it got a little repetitive at points, but it was pretty good. It was well done. I like the guy who plays Harvey's perfect, and you know his cohort that he's always what the heck is his name? I can't think of his name now for the life of me, but he's funny on it too. Lewis is his name. They're always making fun of Lewis.
Oh yeah.
As far as now, I'm finally watching Walking Dead. I haven't seen any.
Nice.
I started watching it years ago, and then I stopped. And then now my wife and I, we need another show. All right, so we started watching it, and I'm hooked. I think I'm on season 4, and we started watching it like a week ago.
That's what we did. My wife and I, we like the show Bosch, the detective show. We just had an actor from Bosch on the show the other night, we said, here's what we're gonna do for the last season of Bosch. Well, she's a teacher. Come home, order a pizza. We'll watch the first 4 episodes in one night. Yeah. Serious binge. And we'll finish it over the weekend. We ended up starting Bosch at 4 in the afternoon. We watched the entire season in one sitting. We were done at like 1 in the morning.
That's amazing.
It was, but we felt kind of crummy. It's like, what do we do tomorrow?
It's such
a
letdown when it's over. Like, you feel sad about it.
But The Walking Dead, I'm the same way. I loved the first few seasons. Yeah. And I watched the pilot 3 or 4 times. It's so creepy and so well done when he wakes up in that hospital.
Yeah.
So good.
No, I love that. And then, they're at the prison now. That's kind of a cool dynamic. Yeah. And, you know, it's very, I like end of world stuff. I'm weird that way.
There's a lot of it out there these days. Yeah.
I like trying to plan out what my plan would be.
Just sing yourself into oblivion. Yeah,
right. No, it's a good thing that I know how to shoot ducks. That's all I'm saying. Because that's going to be my go-to. Like once bad things happen,
it's
I'm
not
just
a bad plan.
Start hunting all my ducks.
Do you guys have a favorite Super Bowl snack?
Ooh,
Super Bowl snack. Well, right now I'm in a weight loss challenge, so I get no Super Bowl snacks.
Celery.
It's not even that. Like, it's like broccoli and like lean beef right now. But like, if I had to pick one, like, you can't go wrong with taco dip. That's a great choice.
That was
and
great
wings, of course.
If you can
gotta have wings.
Yeah, if you can get taco dip with the major scoops, the Frito
Absolutely.
Scoops.
Yeah,
you load that thing up.
You can shovel more food into
That's
your
right.
person. I agree.
For sure.
What about you, Adam? You got a favorite Super Bowl snack?
I am I'm a Bloody Mary guy. I don't know if that's a snack.
That's a snack.
Is that a snack?
If you got all the garnishes.
Definitely. Yeah.
I think
I've got a hamburger attached to it.
Taco dip and a Bloody Mary. I'm a happy man.
Your mom brought us taco dip after a show
she did.
That was one of my favorite shows of all time because there was taco dip at the end of it.
That's true.
How fun do these guys sound? Check them out. It's the shows are March 29th at the Epic, and then where is the show again, and what's the date for the grandmother of all shows, Country Versus?
It'll be next weekend, next Saturday,
at
Tanner's with our friends in Grand Union. Be alternating sets, and be a great time.
Awesome. Let's Ask Your Mother. Check them out. Eric Stretch Rathsack, Adam Freaking Krause. Thanks for spending time with me tonight, guys. You guys were awesome.
Hey,
thank you
so much for having us, Pete. It was a great
Anytime.
Time.
Anytime. Come
thank
back
you.
Soon.
Appreciate it.
Coming up next, we're going to talk some independent film with two. Nick and Caitlin are going to be here. From the Green Bay Film Festival. So that's coming up on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. When you dance, 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 feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 girl. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance.
Your You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News
CBS
Radio.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden in a last-minute White House press conference responds to the final special counsel report about classified documents he had in his possession after he left office as vice president. He pushes back at the questioning of his memory.
My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since I've become president. None of you thought I could pass any of the things I got passed. How'd that happen?
The report found evidence that President Biden mishandled classified documents, but he won't be criminally charged.
The matter is now closed. I'm going to continue what I've always focused on, my job of being president of the United States of America.
Also, Mr. Biden calls Israel's military response to Hamas in Gaza over the top.
I'm pushing very hard now to deal with this hostage ceasefire because, as a, you know, I've been working tirelessly in this deal. How can I say this without revealing it? To lead to a sustained pause.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin saw its first ever February tornado Thursday evening. One touchdown near Albany in Greene County and another near Evansville in Rock County. If a tornado warning is declared in your area, get down to the lowest level of your home immediately. Other areas of Wisconsin saw severe thunderstorms and hail. Misinformation is distorting the immigration debate, so says Vina Iyer, who's an immigration law expert. She says the notion that people come to the United States for government benefits is a stubborn misconception.
There are so many laws that actually highly restrict immigrants from getting any type of public benefits or services in our country.
Iyer says the U.S. needs comprehensive fixes to immigration law instead of stricter border enforcement. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Allbutt Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbutt Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, couple of showers around and breezy with lows in the low 30s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, cooler, highs in the mid 30s. Sunshine back for the weekend, upper 30s. The trend for dry weather continues through most of next week as temps warm up into the 40s. It's 39 right now.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app. It's fully leaded education talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7 on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
Hey,
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Boy, that was fun. Great to have Ask Your Mother in the studio, Eric and Adam. They were so much fun to spend time with. Love the music. And love live entertainment in the studio. Conrad, we got to get them to play that Iowa song, though. They need to. They seem to like it. I could see them covering that.
They need to make a better song, actually. A better jingle for Iowa.
I agree. We got some texts we'll get through here, then we'll get to our next guest. Where am I here? Crute gave me the Papa part. Okay, Papa Rico. He was just Rico until Mike Crute gave him the Papa. Okay, I like this background now about our textures. Christy Barlaman says, decades. I assume she means a venue. Papa Rico, again, there's a backstory involving Charlie Behrens, some Brewer tickets, and a girl named Maggie. That sounds like a movie, right? I think it's an independent film. Christy Barlaman, awesome job, guys. Papa Rico, hey, would Eric do a white rap song? Why do you have to make it about color, Papa Rico? There's white rappers. Some white guys can dunk. There are black country singers. I'm just kidding you. I wish I would have seen that. I would have asked him to do it. That would have been fun. Papa Rico says, I got one in the works. He's working on a rap. Snack, Rico's Pico de Gallo sounds good. Okay, do you guys have a favorite Super Bowl snack? That's our question of the night.
Super Bowl snack?
Yeah.
I mean, wings are a classic.
Wings,
right?
You can't go wrong with
wings,
right?
You can't
really
go wrong with wings. And, you know, you don't need utensils. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an excuse to be messy and make a scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? I'm a soft pretzel guy.
Ooh, interesting.
Because you could have it with cheese. You could have it with mustard. You could have it with marinara.
I like that.
It's just a pretzel, but there's so many options.
That's an offbeat Super Bowl snack. Mm-hmm. Folks, you're hearing the voices of our two representatives from the Green Bay Film Festival. Nick Watier, am I saying that right?
Yes, Watier.
Yeah. Watier, okay.
It's perfect.
And Caitlin Shuchart, nice to have you guys here. Nice I said that you. Right?
Shuchart. Well,
oh, did I not?
Some people in the family even say it differently. It's Shuchart, like a shoe cart.
Okay.
Shoe with cart. Or
is that what brought your family
Shuchart
to America?
This is my married name, so
oh,
I don't
man.
Have the history for you.
So if your husband's family doesn't even have it straight, I'm not going to feel as bad.
There's a law offices up in, you said you're in Marinette, the Shuchart law offices. I don't know them, but yeah, it's right off of when you're coming in on 41 there.
Are they the are they in competition with the Schwabba law offices?
They must be. I mean,
that's not me, but my dad, my brother. So let's not give anyone free advertising.
Let's not.
They can pay like everybody else.
Right.
I don't care if they're Schwabbas or shoe shirts or carts or whatever the heck. Great to have you guys here. First of all, I want to say, okay, I went to your website, and Nick, you're the treasurer
yes.
for the film festival, and Caitlin, you are the festival acting director. Okay, whoever did your artwork, I looked at your website. It's beautiful.
That's Cindy.
Thank you. Yeah, that was Cindy Sweetland, another member of our board of directors.
Well, is that a logo, or is that change every year, or is that a T-shirt? What is
that?
It was so beautiful.
We do a different logo every year for the theme.
Okay.
And because we're doing these multiple events per year, we have like a logo stinger for each of those events.
Okay.
So like this Saturday, we're doing a Wisconsin's own event, and you know, the logo represents that.
Okay.
And later this year, there's an Indigenous Stories and, you know, what is it? The female
perspective.
Yeah.
So, noir. Yeah.
Film noir. Yeah.
When's that?
That's going to be in October.
I love film noir.
Yeah, we're gonna have a really cool slate of films for you for that, and you know, in the fall and the cold and the it's a perfect time. Yeah,
I might try to slap together a movie quickly and see if I can slap together a noir. I bet that phrase has never been said. Let's slap together a noir.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So what does the artwork mean? Is it representative of any of those themes you just said? Or
well, our theme for the year is the power of storytelling, so kind of each of those tiles should kind of draw you into each of the sessions. So Wisconsin Zone is kind of a, you know, Wisconsin filmmakers, Wisconsin themed. So the detective one, you know, it's a should give you the detective vibe, and you know, the Great Lakes one will have water. You know?
That's a good.
So yeah. It should give you a hint, but make you kind of want to know more about what we're showing.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So tell the listeners a little bit more about the Green Bay Film Festival. How did this come to be? The history? How long have you guys been involved? Tell us a little backstory.
I'll defer to Nick because he's been here a lot longer than I have.
Well, yeah, I have a few years. But the Green Bay Film Festival was founded, what was it now, 14 years ago, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it was around the time when they were shooting the Johnny Depp film Public Enemies in the Oshkosh area. And at that time, there were a bunch of tax credits going on for bringing film to the Green Bay area, or sorry, to the state of Wisconsin, really. Right. And you know, these programs have been really successful in other states. Like, what do you see on TV that doesn't have Made in Georgia at the end these days? It's crazy, right? And a lot of general television consumers don't understand that's a tax credit deal.
Right.
You film in Georgia, you get a bunch of tax credits, and then you have to tag them at the end of the project. Well, the state of Wisconsin ran this program. Public Enemies wrapped, and whoever the accountants looked at it and went, holy cow, we can't afford to keep doing this, before they ever really got a chance to see the trickle-down economics that's going to happen of, you know, potential tourism boost, manufacturing boost, you know, getting the Wisconsin workforce up to be ready to support those film projects without having to hire people in from out of state.
Right.
And that was really the goal of the tax credits. So, and not myself, other people, past board members, were really inspired in this moment to see what we could do to help Wisconsin up their game and get more people in the game of promoting independent film and creating. Because to be quite frank, there just aren't a ton of local artists in that film media. So what they've tried to do and what we've continued to do is to try to grow Green Bay as kind of a central hub of media enjoyment and creation.
Yeah.
And we've really focused a lot for the last 14 years worth of festival on trying to educate the local audience on the fact that you can take a risk and buy a ticket and go see something that hasn't been approved by the studio system, that doesn't have Tom Cruise on the poster, and it can still be good. It doesn't
have the parameters of a studio film.
Right.
I've worked in that system, and they want you to hit this beat and this beat, and this character can't do that. That's unlikable. This independent film, you have a blank canvas, and they're not all great, but when you hit a great independent film, to me, that's...
So... And I'll address that right off the bat.
Yeah.
We have a team of screeners. Like, I, you know, as treasurer, we're all volunteer. Nobody is staff. Nobody's paid. Our board of directors is all giving their time. I don't really have a lot of time to watch the films that get submitted. Okay. Our screeners, we have, what is it now, 8-10 screeners this year?
Yeah, it's a baker's dozen, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and that number's, you know, fluctuated over the years, but that team will go through 200 to 300 films a year to pick out what we essentially give them is 16 to 30 hours of playout time. And I don't know how they do it. They watch everything. We give the feedback to the filmmakers so that they know why they were or were not selected. Okay. And then we try to showcase the best of the best. So we've actually gotten a lot of feedback that we're too picky. That, you know,
listen to that, ladies and gentlemen. So that's all the more reason to go, in my opinion.
That's what we've really focused on. And you know, our team through the past, and to be quite frank, I mean, there's been some disagreements between me and other members of the board on, like, you know, I want to support more local filmmakers. And they're like, but we want the audience to really love what they see.
Yeah.
So we have this ongoing, I don't want to say battle, but this conversation about, we want people coming to the festival to understand that indie is great and indie is a place to come see a story you can't hear any other way. Right. I mean, some of the documentaries that we've played, unbelievable stories from the Middle East that you'll not hear or understand in any better way. And it's not, you know, big National Geographic money producing it. It's a person without a board telling him how to censor, going out and gathering those stories.
Maybe guerrilla style and maybe dangerously. Absolutely. That's phenomenal cinema.
So too, we work our hardest to get the best of the best here,
grow our local audience in appreciation. And in the last few years, we've been expanding to help those local artists in the way of funding. We offer a fiscal receivership, fiscal sponsorship program, which allows people to make charitable donations to our 501c3, use the donor's choice program to designate which of our called out projects they want that money to go towards, and we help fund films. So we've got films in process right now that people are donating money to us and saying, hey, I want this to go towards the Scott Alwyn project, Honor in the Air. And then as the Honor in the Air film is being made, you know, it costs money. You hire an audio guy, you hire a videographer. Those invoices come to the festival or Film Green Bay Incorporated, our actual legal name. And we pay those invoices on behalf of the filmmaker.
Is anybody else doing that?
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Oh, is it really?
Especially if it's a, like, you see this a lot in documentary film, but you can do it in any way that fulfills our mission and vision statement, really.
Okay.
But you'll see it a lot in documentary film because people will apply for grants. Well, the government doesn't want to give Joe Schmo off the street $20,000 to go buy a boat and never finish this project.
Right.
So we have this accountability part in the middle to make sure that that money is going towards the project, being used in a way that, you know, supports the mission and vision that we are approved for a tax, you know, tax-free organization.
Yeah. Nick Wattier.
Yes.
Caitlin Schuchart, or Schuchart, she's still working that out, are here from the Green Bay Film Festival. They're my guests in the studio right now. You guys have a different format, too. A lot of film festivals are all within 10 days, 6 days, 5 days. You space yours out.
Well, ours used to be that way.
Yeah.
It used to be a full day, a full weekend, and I would say before the pandemic, we kind of had the manpower to do that.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, as with most things, the pandemic caused a reshuffle, and we were over in De Pere at St. Norbert's, which was a beautiful spot, but sort of a cavernous theater. And we were really lucky to connect with Tarl over at the Tarleton. And so he was able to give us like a home, a full Green Bay.
So all the films are at the Tarleton.
So everything's going to be at the Tarleton. And again, we've kind of got a skeleton crew. So what we've done is said, how can we stay relevant all year long? We can't get everybody from Green Bay to come. And it's a long day to pick, and then you have to choose which movies you want to go to. So we've kind of taken out the crappy part of a film festival. As we said, come for an afternoon. We've picked all these Wisconsin films or these noir films, and you can just stay for those. We can really celebrate that genre really well. And then, you know, come back and see us next month. So it kind of gives us a small taste and then lets us stay relevant and in everybody's minds throughout the year. So it's an experimental thing we're doing, but I think it's really working
first
for
year?
Us. So
this is the second year we've done this format. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the tagline that I put behind it is, it's hard to sit through a 3-hour football game. Mm. How can you expect someone to sit through more than 3 hours of film unless they're really a film buff?
Right.
So if we want to apply to the casual audience and teach them what film festival life can be like, let's make it fit their diet. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Yeah, that's really interesting. I thought that was, because I kept looking, I'm like, wait a minute, one day. And then I'm like, oh no, there's another one in a month.
Yeah.
So do they get $20 and then they get their whole rest of the day, they see any film they want that day?
So you can come from 4 to 6, see what we're showing, 7 to 9, and then $20 gets you, you know, light appetizers.
And food, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then if, you know, hopefully we're lucky enough to bring the filmmakers here, and I think that's really a cool part, is getting to talk to them and break down their process and get some behind the scenes stuff. I mean, as a film nerd, that's where I really thrive and shine. So
you are a film nerd because you don't even really know your last name. And it doesn't sound like I can slap together a noir, because you guys sound pretty picky. But
it's a married last name.
Nick and Caitlin are here from the Green Bay Film Festival. We have more with them coming up next. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time to start thinking spring. And if you're a local agriculture producer of any size or type, you may want to check out the annual Chippewa Valley Ag Conference Thursday, February 22nd. Ag experts will lead sessions at the Conference Center in Eau Claire, sharing tips, tools, and even advice to help your upcoming production season be a success. Find more information at eventbrite.com. Search Chippewa Valley Ag Conference. Again, eventbrite.com. Search Chippewa Valley Ag Conference. If music is more your thing, you don't want to miss Pat McCurdy live at the Plus in Eau Claire. The creative and funny Milwaukee-based artist will be entertaining for two nights, February 16th and 17th. Maybe perfect for a post-Valentine's date or Galentine's too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back. Nick Wattier and Caitlin Schuchart are here from the Green Bay Film Festival helping me close out Nightlight for this Thursday night. You guys talked about how you do things differently. You don't have it all packed into a week or 5 days or whatever. What films are you excited about that you're showing?
Well, our juried winner is called Greener Pastures, and it's by a Midwestern filmmaker, but we're going to have Farmer Jeff. So it's really about, like, farming, local farming, the decline of farming, sadly. But, you know, that was one of our favorites. And getting the director and the star to be with us, that's a big feather in our cap. We've got a really cool one, a romantic comedy that I'm pretty excited about. It's nice to get, you know, not just films about farm making and dairy in the Wisconsin zone, you know. So
it's funny. I think when a lot of people who aren't familiar with film festivals, think of them as like these artistic, sometimes depressing, like, and they're so not. There are those films that are documentaries that are harrowing, but a good film festival has a good mix, I think, of films and has something for everybody. And, you know, it sounds like you guys have that.
That's the challenge, isn't it? Like, you know, keeping the wave going is you don't want people to be dead inside at the end, and certainly you want them to come back to you for the next ride. So it's a delicate balance of kind of playing with their emotions.
What's I was going to ask you about your venues, but it's just the Tarleton, like you said. And what how do you compare to other film festivals? Do you communicate with them? I know there's Waiwega, there was Wildwood, there's different film festivals. Are you guys all friends, or how does that work?
The local ones, I think we try to. I mean, Milwaukee and Wisconsin, they're just on a bigger level. They do things a little differently, but I think the local ones and the smaller ones we really identify with and try to stay connected to. I know.
Yeah, we have some great contacts with Wildwood Film Festival too. I know they took kind of a break year, but
are they coming back?
I believe so.
Okay.
I actually have to have a discussion with the board before I can have anything public here, but there might be some collaboration coming up. You know, again, to support our local filmmakers, one of those things Wildwood has always been about is they want to showcase that local art, and they want everybody to have screen time. And there are some ways we might be working together on that in the near future.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And you know, even one of our fiscal receivers I talked about in the last segment, we're helping fund the project for filmmaker Freddie Moyano. He's working on a series right now called The Union House Hotel. First couple episodes just went up on Amazon last week.
Is he the guy that did the film here?
Yeah.
Room 108?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did Room 108 here. Now he's working on a 7-episode series called Union House Hotel.
And shooting it all locally.
Shooting it locally.
Very nice.
Local talent.
Great.
He's all about getting as many people involved in the production as he can. But he also runs his own festival out of the Tarleton. Oh, so we just did a screening for him, and was it January 6th, I believe? And, you know, he had his crew come, we had our people come, and, you know, it was a good opportunity to collaborate, get together. And again, our goal is to get an audience for those artists, and he's trying to grow a group of artists.
Films are meant to be seen, right?
Yeah.
Films are meant to be seen with an audience. And I think that's one thing that Tarleton offers really nicely, is this really cozy spot with a great big screen that everybody can, you know,
everybody that walks in there absolutely loves that place. You can get a real dinner. You can, like,
We just, I had someone from the Door County Short Film Festival in, like, I think a couple nights ago, and I asked him, and I'm going to ask you guys, and you kind of just said it, why are film festivals so important?
Yeah, because people, I mean, for the layperson, most people work on films for a very long time, from beginning to end, from conceptualizing, writing it, funding it, filming it, and they put so much time, effort, and energy, and often what they want is just eyes on it. Just to get people to see it is a huge, huge
obstacle.
That's
what festivals provide, right?
I think festivals like ours are, we're trying to find those little guys who put everything into their film, and we see the quality, and we can give them an audience, a captive audience, and, you know, really give them a good send-off for all their hard work.
Well, and it's like Honor in the Air, which just wrapped. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a television hour, so what is that, like 53 minutes or so? And she's been working on the project for over 2 years, you know, went through, I can't disclose exact budgets, but tens of thousands of dollars. And as the film is finished, just the nature of how it was built, she cannot sell it for commercial purposes. There's too much, you know, third party content. It's a documentary, so there's a lot of old footage and things included. But it's the passion of the filmmaker getting that story out there. So many of the filmmakers just love being in front of an audience, and the experience you can't get at your commercial theater is asking the follow-up question.
Right.
You know, asking the process. I'm a process guy, right? When I don't necessarily care about what the fictional character did after the camera stopped rolling, but to talk about the process, how'd you get that shot?
Right.
Did you have a safety supervisor on for that stunt? Like, I can have those one-on-one conversations with the people that did it. It's an amazing experience.
You know, you guys just answered my two biggest, honestly, because film festivals, that's what they do. They provide a venue for, otherwise people would never see their work with an audience. And that's how rewarding it is for the filmmakers, for the audiences to have these Q&As and to see what they, like you said, the process, and to be able to ask the filmmakers that, I think is what it's all about. And it sounds like, where can people get tickets?
GBFilmFestival.org, right? Mm-hmm.
GBFilmFestival.org. You got something going on.
And day of, they can come on in.
Day of,
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is great. Thanks so much for coming in, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
We'll have to do it again. Before you're next, it's the Indigenous Experience, I think, is next.
Indigenous, March and then 9th, Female Perspective.
And then Female Perspective in April. So we'll have you back before then, too. That's great. Check out the Green Day Film Festival. You can walk right into the Tarleton and get tickets, or go to the website, which is greenbayfilm.org.
Mm-hmm.
ORG. It's an ORG.
It's an
yes.
ORG.
We also have 833-4GB-FILM. Anyone needs information.
Fantastic. Outstanding stuff. Thank you so much, Nick Watier and Caitlin Shuchart, if that is your real name. I'm going to go slap together a noir, and we are about to get out of here. Thank you so much to my guests, Eric and Adam from Ask Your Mother, Nick Watier and Caitlin Shuchart from the Green Bay Film Festival. Thank you for all your texts. Tomorrow night on the program, Arthur Ersink from Wisconsin Foodie, Emerson Lehman from the WBAY Morning Show, and a really cool guest I'm excited about, Dom Salvio from the Devil's Advocates. He's one half of Dom and Crute, and he'll be here tomorrow night in studio. It's a big in-studio week, Conrad. Have you noticed that?
It is. It is. It's great.
And that was John Williams' music we played before, because it's his birthday. He turns 91. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. We'll be back tomorrow night. Good night, Wisconsin.
Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5 The Tap. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS.